Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Speaking about the encouragement to increase in good deeds in one's latter life, towards the ending of a person's life, now to start increasing in good deeds. So we were discussing this ayat, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. And when these ayat were revealed, of إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a sermon in which he said, Allah ta'ala gave a servant a choice between this world and what is with him. He chose that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu cried when he heard this and remarked, May our parents be your ransom, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other sahaba were surprised at Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's statement, as they did not understand at that time that the slave who was given the choice was actually Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam basically explaining that he was given a choice and he chose that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, the last part of the surah, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, comes, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, glorify your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness in him. So now this was the command that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that praise, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wastaghfir, and seek forgiveness. So these ahadith show us that when these ayat were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to what extent he practiced upon this. That this was now the one of the last surahs to be revealed, but to what extent did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his latter part of his life practice upon this instruction that was given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that after the revelation of the verse, when إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ, when the help and victory of Allah ta'ala comes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not perform any salah without saying, Glory be to you, O our sustainer, and praise be to you, O Allah, forgive me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not perform any salah without saying these words, Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ghfirli. Why now he was told in the last part of the surah to say these words. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would not perform any salah except that he would say this. A narration of Bukhari and Muslim Sharif from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would abundantly say in his ruku and sajda, Glory be to you, O Allah, our sustainer, and praise be to you, O Allah, forgive me, thereby practicing upon the order of the Quran. A narration of Muslim Sharif has it that before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he used to abundantly say, Glory be to you, O Allah, and praise be to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say these words, Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Glory be to you, O Allah, and praise be to you. I seek forgiveness from you, and I turn in repentance to you. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are these words which you have now started saying? He replied, I have been given a sign regarding my ummah, which if I see, I should say these words. The sign that is referred to is when the help of Allah Ta'ala and victory comes. Another narration of Muslim Sharif has it, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to abundantly say these words, Glory and praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayhi, Glory be to Allah Ta'ala, I seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and I turn in repentance to Him. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I notice you saying these words abundantly, Glory and praise be to Allah Ta'ala, I seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and I turn in repentance to Him. He replied, My sustainer informed me that I will see a particular sign in my ummah, and when I see it, I should abundantly say the words, Glory and praise be to Allah Ta'ala, I seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and I turn in repentance to Him. I have seen that sign that when the help of Allah Ta'ala and victory comes, and that victory refers to the conquest of Makkah. This was at the time of Fath Makkah, when the conquest of Makkah had come. That was the sign of the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see the people entering the religion of Allah ta'ala in groups, then glorify the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Him. Surely He accepts repentance. One thing we learn from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that how much importance Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave the instruction and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was sinless, he was ma'soom, Allah ta'ala had saved him. But it was his humility that he would seek forgiveness so much Allah Ta'ala said, wastaghfir, seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to what extent Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went and made istighfar, that shows the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So we who are so full of sins, day and night we are involved in gunas, how much we need to make istighfar daily, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One easy method of doing it is, person starts off the morning by making a bit of istighfar, and before a person sleeps every night, just ponder over his actions for the day and make istighfar. Turn to Allah Ta'ala, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for the gunas that he has committed during the day, so that when he puts his head down on the pillow to sleep every night, he is going to sleep in a condition that he is completely forgiven after asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. If he has done anybody down, he has hurt anybody, he has caused any harm to anyone, then the thing that he should do is he should ask that person for forgiveness before going to sleep. If he has only done any huququllah, any broken any laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person should ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness. In that way, a person is going to sleep with a clean slate. If a person maintains a clean slate like this every day, there's great hope that the day he passes away, he's going away clean, completely clean, like the day that his mother had given birth to him, he has born with a clean slate, without any gunas. So when a person does this, he practices on this. In the morning he's making istighfar, in the evening he's making istighfar. If he hurt any person, he did anybody down, he asked that person for maaf. There's a great chance, inshallah, that on the day of Qiyamah, he'll come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a newborn baby, clean, completely clean. And who doesn't want this? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.